Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Thank you.
You You did when you tuned into this show. Did you realize you tuned into Crazy Nation Radio? That's right, Crazy Nation Radio. And we're going to play a couple more songs. That's what we do. But then we start talking about the craziest things that go on in this nation called the United States of America, even around the planet. We'll keep in touch with whatever's going on when it goes on. So hang tight and let's finish this ride.
Man. Black and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Naked Beverly Hillbillies and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hart, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio, and this is your crazy host, Ron Beck. Hey, folks, how's it going tonight? I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain too much. But what else do we do for these shows but complain and bitch? But that's all right. Let's use that freedom of speech while we got it before they take that away from us. Just a matter of time before they do that. And it's kind of like you can predict the future already. Kind of sad, isn't it? I had some in the chat room earlier, but they kind of took off. I guess I couldn't handle too much of the music, but I kind of got hung up before I could start the show properly. But that's how that works sometimes, you know. It's the Blog Talk Radio business. we do have issues at times. But, hey, it's been a great day. Weather's been great here in the Midwest, here in Missouri, and today is 2-2-2016. Well, we made it to February. And I heard that that beaver, possum, gopher, fucking whatever it was, didn't see a shadow, so we're going to have a early spring. Well, right now, this is February, and it feels like early spring now already. So it's time to get starting to planting and tilling and, you know, flipping the manure and getting her done, getting ready to get your beer in the ice and get ready to go. While you can still do that before they make a rule regulation where you can't garden. They already got it where you cannot collect water. You know, the thing that kills me, whatever gave these people authority to tell us how to fucking live? Wow. Think about it. Crazy, isn't it? You know, they tell us how we have to live. EPA standards, health department standards, Homeland Security, NSA, FBI, ATF, DEA, local sheriff, state. I mean, we have more police than police. You know, it's... When they start arresting each other, you know, state police start arresting sheriffs start arresting city police, and so on, and security guards at Walmart, or at school. But who knows? He's going to know what's going to come up next with this crazy bullshit we live in. But, hey, we accept it, apparently. It's okay for them, ain't okay for you. That's my motto. I've been doing that for years, ever since I'm doing the show, as I say that. It's okay for them, but it ain't okay for you. But, yeah, right now, this caucus. That's going on here. Hillary won. She beat the Trumpster out. Wow. Something ain't right about that now, is it? Because everybody was going for Donald. And I did have a pretty good call on last night talking about the fact of that he believes that Hillary's going to win. And to tell you the truth, today I thought about that, and it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me at all if Hillary Clinton did win this presidential election. Why not? You know, what if there's nothing you can say. It's just going to be the way it's going to be. I talk to a lot of people. It's a business I'm in, but it's, you know, it just keeps going round and round in circles. And nobody knows where things are going. Nobody knows what's next. I've been reading up on this food stamp cut when I did the show last night about food stamps. Who knows? It's going to get, I think if the numbers are correct and what they're saying, 11,000 people, able-bodied people. Okay. Well, here's my plan. Here's my counter offer to that. Okay. If you're going to cut 11,000 people off of food stamps, then you need to throw out 11,000 illegal workers. Sound fair? Sounds damn good and fair to me. But, of course, that won't happen. But they'll give them supplements and them things to them illegal people that come into this country, you know. So it's crazy. Give me a second here. I'll get into this a little further. The street can't cut off. So it's going to come in a hard way. There's an article here. They're saying 500,000 adults will lose SNAP benefits in 2016, but that's a little bit too old. They're predicting this like 2 or 3 years ago. But you remember this shit came down. Was 2008 when it was part of a stimulus package, and that's how everybody could get them. But here's the long play on that. Why so long? We're talking, what, 9 years? You know, it's crazy. But I'm seeing so many different So I'm trying to read some information here. Okay, so you don't expect food stamps if you're unemployed and childless. So start having babies and get food stamps again. That's what people will do. Food stamps cuts are coming to a state near you. Rate of U.S. vote insecurity stubbornly high. 40% of U.S. households lacked access to enough food at some point last year, according to the latest annual food statistics. Unemployed people are getting kicked off food stamps. If you are working age person without a job, a disability, or a kid, then soon you're going to have access to food stamps either. So, you know, if you're working and you're getting food stamps and shit, you know, they'll still kick you off. People cut my food stamps. Nobody could tell Audrey Webster of Clinton Township, Michigan, why her monthly food stamps went down from more than $100 to just $16 in February. That's how they're cutting it. They're not taking them all away from you, but they're cutting it down to nothing. You see here, Republicans in Congress passed budget blueprints earlier this year that would dramatically cut spending in various domestic programs. How do people who benefit from government safety net programs spend their money? You can basically understand how kind of recent, you know, Republican bullshit. Here's my state, Missouri. Food stamp good for steak and lobster for the foreseeable future. Missouri State Representative Rick Britton, Republican, introduced HB 813 in February with a 0% sponsor. The bill would not refer the committee, no hearing is added. Okay. So here is the GOP budget. Kick 11 people off food stamps. Let's go to this one here real quick and we'll get further before that. Send me phone calls in and we'll pick up the phone. Congressional Republicans proposed a budget this week that could kick 11 million people off food stamps, according to the outside analyst, released Friday. House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price, Republican in Georgia, unveiled his spending blueprint on Tuesday. The document didn't specify how much would be reduced funding in the Supplement Nutrition Assistance Program. However, an aide would specifically, when the Huffington Post asked, but during the Wednesday hearing, committee staff revealed they cut $125 billion over 10 years, about 34% of the program funding. According to the Center for Budget Policy Priorities, a liberal Washington, D.C. think tank, if the savings were activated by reducing enrollment, states would need to kick back 11 to 12 million people off the program. Another way to save $125 billion over a decade would be to chop everyone's monthly benefits to $55. A million Americans with the average monthly benefits of $127 and $0.97 per person, according to the Department of Agriculture. The outcome of the proposal fund reduction is vague because Republicans would leave it up to the states to carry out a cut. In addition to reducing spending, the budget would transform SNAP from an open-end federal commitment to deliver nutritional assistance to anyone who qualifies for a block grant. The fixed sum of money of states to dish out according to a set of federal criteria, the budget will call for cuts if it's delayed until 2021. So, in other words, they're telling the state, is there any, we're going to throw this money your way, then you fucking deal with it, and we're not going to screw it, and we'll just give you the money you deal with this stuff, whichever way you feel possible, or you feel good. So, there you go. Okay, while states might not seek to hit the targets through the, just one of these approaches, these examples illustrate the magnitude of the reductions needed at the Center of Budget and Policy Parties, Dorothy Rosenberg and Brian Keith Jennings reported Friday. States would have a few other places to achieve the required cuts because such large share of SNAP expenditures for SNAP budget has almost no change whatsoever becoming law without major changes, even with both chambers of Congress approving the proposal, which would only bring the process of committees filling the details on how exactly spending would be cultivated to various branches of the federal government, including the USDA. And President Barack Obama is unlikely to sign a budget agreement that repeals the Affordable Care Act that both the House and Senate budgets are designed to do. Okay, so, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, if you have to pay for Obamacare and you can't make enough money out there in the real world, you know, to be able to pay that, then you can't. What it's going to be is what you'll do. We'll use an example. We'll use a family of four for an example. You're all sitting down at the kitchen table. Dad comes home on Friday with his paycheck. All right, so Dad's sitting there with the paycheck and he's looking at the table with nothing on it. Now, he's going to have to make his mind. Here's what I'm going to do. Either I'm going to pay for the roof over my head. I'm either going to pay the light company to keep the lights on and get worried about getting kicked out of the place I live, feed my children, and lose the power and the place I live. So, you see, that's what you're looking at. Because the price of the grocery stores nowadays is expensive. You know, we call that inflation, and that's what's going on. So a lot of these people are more or less is like, you know, when they say living paycheck to paycheck, they're not bullshit. And I look here, I'm not a welfare type person. I mean, you know, hey, if you can get them, good. That's great. If you need them, it's a blessing. It is. I mean, it's a good thing that's there to help you. But there are those out there who do abuse the system, and they do need to be fucking dealt with. But, you know, you don't see that. They're the ones that get by with this shit. But the poor guy that can barely make it, he does a little thing wrong, he's fucked. It's simple as that, man. There's no way around that. You know, the poor guy don't stand a chance against anything. I mean, there's rich people on boats collecting Social Security checks, and a lot of them are fraudulent. I mean, they take it, you know, they talk about, we'll take care of all the Social Security fraud, blah, 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 blah. But there again, you got to remember something, too. They make mistakes. They can be kicking people out that ain't supposed to be kicked off in the first place. So it's, you know, it's a mess. It's a big major mess for them with them. It's, you know, roll with changes, go with the flow, and deal with it. I mean, it's up to everybody else. I mean, I'm just me. I can't tell you what to do. But you know, you have to look for yourself and figure it out for yourself. So anyway, this one about Missouri food stamps, good for steak and lobster. Wow, what a deal! I didn't know that. I must apply. Missouri State Representative Rick Britton, Republican, introduced HB 813 in February with zero co-sponsors. The bill has not been referred to a committee. No hearing has been scheduled, and there is no plans to take it up before Missouri's House of Representatives adjourns in the new year in May. Yet the HB 813 is one of the most notorious pieces of legislation in America right now. The Washington Post responded onto the bill. Letters with prompting followers from Missouri State stations CNN and Paratheodora blogs last week. The Huffington Post noted the bill in March after seeing it on a local blog. Post columnist Dana Milbank blasted Britain for Tuesday's column. This is less about public policy than about demanding public benefit recipients, Milbank wrote. Britain's one of the pro page would prohibit supplemental nutrition programs using their benefits to buy cookies, chips, and drinks, soft drinks, seafood, or steak. Really, believe it or not, I'll actually go with that. I would actually go with that. A lot of people hate it when I say this, but the fact of it is, some of that shit, you don't need to eat it. No, you don't. I think that's why most Americans are fucking fat and lazy. Seriously. You're going to sit there and eat cookies and drink soda and shit like that all the time. And I'm, hey, it's your choice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing you for that. But what you see the damage you're doing yourself, and they don't care how much damage to yourself. It's a win-win situation. The more you fuck yourself up, the more the pharmaceutical money comes in. That's more money the pharmaceuticals make. The more damage you do to yourself, the better off they are. And you're miserable. You're miserable when you're fat and can't breathe and, you know, you can't get around like you used to, can't wipe your ass like you used to, and stuff like that. Well, you know, so people come to that reality of it, they don't know. But I think people are actually so indoctrinated in this bullshit world you live in, it's crazy. And so people individually wake up to this. They, you know, hey, I'm sorry about it, man. But there again, you know, it does come back. It's a damn you don't situation. Because some fact is if you are getting food stamps, you're getting them because you need them. And you qualify for them. You know what I mean? But I don't, you know, buying cookies and cakes and shit, I could see a regulation, something you shouldn't be able to buy that. Because it's junk food. It has no nutritional value to it at all. You know, like they're trying, matter of fact, McDonald's was trying to get passed to where they could actually take food stamps, use it for restaurants, and they were about to okay that. Now, you know, what are you going to say, man? You're just going, wow. You know, that's crazy. And the price of restaurants anymore is so fucking high. And you're getting only $127 a month in food stamps, you're going to make dollars, what, two, three times, you're broke? Something off that picture there again. I mean, what gets me is there's so many wrongs, and it can't seem to be a simple right to nothing, because everything's so complicated because of all the bullshit. But, hey, that's the way it is. That's the way we look at it. That's the way we do it. All right, let's go on with this. It says here, I have seen people purchasing filet mignons and crab legs through EBT cards, Britain told the Washington Post, referring to electronic benefit transfer card used to distribute SNAP benefits, which can pay for any food item as long as it isn't not hot, prepared meal, or an alcoholic beverage. Why not? Beer would be cheaper to buy food stamps. It does have some qualities. You can get drunk. Britain did not respond to interview requests from Huffington Post. There is at least one big obstacle in Britain's bill, aside from the appropriate lack of support in Missouri legislature. Try as they might, states aren't allowed by federal law to make up restrictions on who can get SNAP benefits or what they can buy. If Missouri tried to implement Britain's legislation, the U.S. Department of Agriculture would probably be threatened and take away the administration's funding for the state to use to run the program. That would happen just last year in Georgia, where lawmakers almost incorporated a drug test into a state SNAP requirements before Governor Nathan Deal backed down. Yeah, so, you know, there you go. They want a drug test you too now. Any way to get out of it. I don't know. It's going to be some type of battle with this. This is kind of, it's like your driver's license virus. You've got to go get it renewed. Of course, driver's license are another topic, but it's crazy. You know, state wants to step in and try to do something. What is this guy thinking? Why wouldn't you not know that this is a federal program? And what it is, these social workers are paid by the federal government to do this shit. You see what I mean? So say that the federal government would just cut out the program, you know, cut it out. Well, they didn't need the states to do it no more. That would just piss them off. They're not making money no more. It's like Children and Family Services, same thing, social services, same people that do the food stamps, the medical cards, all that shit, and take care of the children. It's a criminal cartel. I've seen some dirty shit they've done, you know, but nobody says nothing about it. You know, took the kid away from a perfectly healthy family, you know, and sold it to another couple. And if the kid's got special needs, oh, they're worth a lot more money. And I still claim to this day, I believe that was a bullshit gig. During the late 80s and 90s on the ADHD syndrome shit kids had. Attention deficit disorder, so let's give them drugs. I think that was bullshit. I don't believe it. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it from day one. So, you know, it was just another way to sell drugs. Make people more stupid where they can get them under more of their control. Just completely control people. But, hey, I don't know. It's a conspiracy theory, I'm saying. But doesn't it make sense? That's the fuck that means by conspiracy. You don't know. You just don't know much. But hey, it happens. Wait, let's throw up a song. I'm tired of talking. Ha-ha.
Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It looks like he's hoping, hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America. Done been killed, sent away. winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows. We'll be right back.
Money, do funny things.
right. All right, there we go. The Love and Money. Yes, full song. But hey, guess what? We're just about out of time. We only got like another 30 seconds to go. So I'm going to thank everybody for coming out tonight and listening to me. I know it's a sharp show tonight, but I got shit I got to do in the morning to keep the world safe and party on. Anyway, hey, this is your host, Ron Reck, and we'll see you again tomorrow night. Same bat time, same channel on Blog Talk Radio. Probably 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So come on and join us, hang out and party, and we'll just talk all kinds of crazy shit that goes on in this crazy nation. And from me and mine, thank you for listening to Crazy Nation Radio. Good night, folks.